U.S. drone attacks have killed 9 people in Yemen over the past 2 days. The latest airstrike claimed 5 lives in the south of the Arab country on Thursday. The previous drone strike took place on Wednesday in southeastern Yemen, killing 4 people. Local officials say those killed in the air attacks were Al-Qaeda militants. The U.S. has carried out large numbers of airstrikes against other nations using its unmanned aerial vehicles over the past years. Washington says the attacks target militants, however, many victims have turned out to be civilians. The UN has criticized the U.S. over its use of drones for targeted killings. The UK has come under fire in the wake of revelations accusing it of having taken part in a 2012 U.S. drone strike in Yemen. British officials have constantly denied any involvement in such unauthorized airstrikes in the war-ravaged Arab nation. Our correspondent reports now from London.
Britain has already carried out drone strikes in war zones like Afghanistan, Iraq, and Libya. And now new documents suggest that the United Kingdom's intelligence agencies could have played a role in a US drone strike in Yemen.
The documents released by the NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden talk about a joint US, UK and Australian program codenamed Overhead, which supported a drone strike in Yemen in 2012. And if the United Kingdom have been complicit in this drone strike, they may well have been acting illegally.
What the United States declared to be the war on terror and its rights under the war on terror, Britain does not recognise, along with the rest of the world, does not recognise as legal rights. But Britain is very, very closely allied to the United States on all levels, intelligence level, military level, and that's permanently created a problem for the last 14 years.
The British government has a standard security line. They will not comment on issues regarding security. British officials have refused to comment or share any information about their involvement in the controversial US drone program. In a letter signed last November, former GCHQ head Sir David Omond, along with MPs David Davis and Tom Watson, urged the government to disclose its guidance on intelligence sharing.
Really, it's the only way that they can deal with the problem. Because what they say is these are intelligence matters, but the United States says these are military matters. And if you're killing somebody in what you declare to be a legitimate war, you would think that's a military matter, but the best the British government can do to protect themselves is to say, no, we never comment on intelligence matters, and this is an intelligence matter.
Campaigners say it's time for the UK to come clean in their involvement because drones are just making the world a more dangerous place. Muhammad Walji, Press TV, London.